Zeldin, if I was a Democrat, attack on me would be the number one story for an entire cycle, but it doesn't fit the narrative. By Ian Hanchett on July 23, 2022. On Saturday's broadcast of the Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends, Representative Lee Zeldin, RNY, stated that if he was a Democrat, the attack on him would be the number one story. And it wouldn't just be the number one story for a day. It would be the number one story for an entire cycle. And every single House Republican would be called on to condemn the attack. Zeldin stated, well, this keeps happening over and over again. And you could find other stations that should be covering it and aren't. Fortunately, some others are. Fox has been all on top of it. I mean, I've been in Congress now. This is my fourth term, and over the course of these years, when you look at the Steve Scalise shooting, you look at Maxine Waters calling for confrontation from supporters of Trump administration officials at restaurants and movie theaters, or the Supreme Court justices who were being attacked at their homes and their residence, this doesn't fit the narrative. If the fact pattern flips on its head and everything that I've just told you resulted in the victim being on the left side of the aisle, being Democrats, you would then see a completely different story. It would be the number one story. And it wouldn't just be the number one story for a day. It would be the number one story for an entire cycle. He continued, and they would actually be also calling. I'm sure, every House Republican asking for us to comment and condemn what happened. Demanding it, I mean, one piece is whether or not you cover the story. And some have been covering this story that took place just a couple of nights ago. But the next level of it is then trying to assign blame. I'm not trying to blame all Democrats for what happened to me two nights ago, that's just not how we're wired. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.